it's important to be clear and concise and have some clarity. I'm pretty sure by now the word white supremacy is being said a lot, and racism as well. And so let me just give some clarity about what I've come to understand and what seems to be true based upon observation. When I say white supremacy, I'm saying racism. When I'm saying racism, I'm saying white supremacy. They are one and the same. When anyone speaks about racism, they are really talking about white supremacy. And when anyone is talking about white supremacy, they're really talking about racism. Why? Because white supremacy is the only functional form of racism in existence. They are one and the same. So I will never say the word racism without saying white supremacy, and I will never say white supremacy without saying the word racism. It is important for all people, white and non-white, to understand that racism is white supremacy. There is no other form of racism anywhere on this planet. Hence, the supreme and white supremacy. When something is supreme, there's nothing above it and there's nothing next to it. So there's no black supremacy. Because black supremacy and white supremacy cannot occupy the same space at the same time. We are in a singular universe. That's what it is. Now, maybe in another dimension, that might be a different story. But here, where we're at, there's only one supremacy at this time. And according to all knowledge and evidence, white supremacy is in existence. Now, the reason why you want to be clear about white supremacy and racism being synonymous is so that you can be very concise about the problem that we're dealing with. If somebody talks about racism, what happens is they put it in a very ambiguous term. They speak in very vague references. And when you're vague and ambiguous about something like racism, it is allowed to proliferate. It will be allowed to run amok. So it is important to understand that when you're talking about racism, you are talking about white supremacy. And whenever someone talks about white supremacy, they're talking about racism. Now, the other hand is, when someone is talking about white supremacy, they start talking about neo-Nazis and skinheads and baldheads and alt-right and all that. No, that's not white supremacy. Those are white extremists. Those are white nationalists. But those are not white supremacy. That's not white supremacy. White supremacy is a system. It's a system that operates on the mistreatment of all people who are not classified as white. It's very simple. And so what happens, because it's important to understand words and understand how words are being used, we must understand and come to a definition of racism, which is white supremacy. And I assure you, the definition that is in Google, that is in Merriam-Webster, that's made by Noah Webster, who was a racist himself, is not efficient. The definitions that are created for white supremacy, racism, is not efficient. It does not properly define these words, even though they're in a book. And even though they're in a Google search engine, still it does not mean that it's proper. And we're going to have to define. So, I have a definition for racism, which is white supremacy. So before I give the definition that I have for racism, which is white supremacy, part of the duties, if you remember, I spoke about earlier, was as a victim of white supremacy is to redefine words. See, one of the key components that allows white supremacy to maintain itself is keeping a certain level of confusion among all people. So part of that confusion is held by words, the use of words. Words are a tool used by white supremacists to maintain the confusion, which ultimately maintains the very system that they have operated. And so it is important as a victim of white supremacy to, again, pay attention to words. Now, there are a very particular set of words, code words, that as it relates towards racism, white supremacy, must be redefined. The definition that has been presented to us by white people have been improperly defined on purpose so that we do not understand exactly how to change our current condition. You see, that's part of the magic with words. If you are able to define a word, then you're able to manifest that word into reality. But if a word is improperly defined, or if a word does not have a proper definition, or doesn't have a definition at all, then it's just a word and is never able to come into reality. Right? So it is important when it comes to white supremacy racism to first understand that whatever definition is presented to you by someone who is not a victim or somebody who is classified as white is ultimately to maintain the current condition that we're seeing. So let's get to the definition. The definition for racism, as I have observed, which is up for debate, which is, you can poke holes at it, and it's also liable to change. But up until this point in time, the definition that I have for racism, which is also for white supremacy, is a global system of mistreatment and subjugation by people who are classified as white to all people who are not classified as white through their conscious and unconscious actions that may be direct or indirect. That is the definition of racism, a system of mistreatment and subjugation by people who are classified as white. That is what it's doing. It's very clear, it's very concise. You do not see the word racism in the definition. You don't hear the word race in the definition. It is speaking and defining and being very clear and concise what it is. So it is always important that if you're going to talk to a white person, for them to define what they say racism, white supremacy is. And it is okay if they decide to use the dictionary or the Google. That's fine. Just let them know that I also have a definition. You have a definition. I have a definition. We'll present our definitions. If there's problems with the definition I present, then please, you and I can go back and forth. We'll chop it up. But once we lay down the definition clear and defined and we come to an understanding, then we can move forward. And it's okay that we don't agree with the definitions, but it's not okay to not be able to speak about them logically. Now, remember, you have to be logical. You have to use logic. Some people, particularly white people, when you're talking about racism, white supremacy, and you present an understanding that I need to redefine some words that we're using because I do not understand what you're saying and I need clarity, they'll say, use the dictionary. Or we all agree upon the dictionary. No, 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 no. That's not, we don't agree. I'm not agreeing on the dictionary and I'm not agreeing on Google. So let me give you a definition of what I'm saying. And I have no problem, again, no problem explaining the logic behind the definition of the words that we're using. It is always important for a victim of white supremacy to get clear and concise understanding of what's being said. White supremacists, racist white people are extremely smart. And this is going to be hard, what I'm about to say, so. White people collectively are the smartest people on the planet. Collectively, they are the smartest people on the planet. And among white people, there are racist white people, which are known as white supremacists. They are the smartest of them all. They are smarter than white people who are not racist. Because white people who are not racist are subject to white people who are racist because they have power. Now, being smart does not mean you have wisdom. There's a difference. White people collectively are the smartest people on the planet, but they are not the wisest. And because of that, therein lies the issue at hand, the problem at hand, what we have going on, what we're going to be dealing with, how we're going to battle this situation. But there's nothing wrong with that. And this is completely, again, no emotion, no feelings. You have to look and see. According to the evidence, white people collectively are the smartest people on the planet. Because they own and control everything. The evidence shows that. It's not a big deal, man. It's, you know, hey, it is what it is. The sooner that you come to realize it is what it is, the sooner you'll be able to start fixing and changing what is. But if you are, you know, lost in your feelings and your emotions, then you're like, no. How could you say that? White people are not, no. But listen to what I'm saying. I'll say it again. White people collectively are the smartest people on the planet. It is when you get them individually that there becomes a problem. See? So, yes, individually, you might find something like, man, they don't know they ass from the elbow. But collectively, according to the evidence, they are the smartest people on the planet. Racist white people, white supremacists, are the smartest of them all. They are masters of illusion. They are masters of deception. Do you know what it means to be a master of illusion? They have the ability to make you see something that is really not there, as if it's there. They also have the ability to take something to make it seem like it's not there when it really is. Those are exactly who we are dealing with. Masters of illusion, masters of deception. And words are their tools that they use.